Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we heard how the Israelites reached the edge of the Promised Land, but fear held them back. Because they didn't trust God, they had to wait and wander for many years in the wilderness. Today, we begin a brand new part of the journey. The Israelites are finally ready to enter the land God promised them. But before they go, someone very important has to say goodbye, and a new leader must be chosen. Let's hear how it all happened. Moses had been the leader of God's people for many years. He had helped them escape Egypt, led them through the wilderness, and talked with God on Mount Sinai. But now, the people were almost at the Promised Land. Moses knew that his time as leader was coming to an end. Years earlier, there had been a day when the people were angry because they had no water. God told Moses to speak to a rock, and water would come out. But Moses was upset. Instead of speaking to the rock, he hit it with his staff, not once, but twice. Even though God still brought water from the rock, he told Moses that he had disobeyed. Because of that, Moses would not enter the Promised Land. God still loved Moses. He had been a faithful servant. But God wanted the people to learn how important it is to trust and obey His words fully. Now, standing at the edge of the land, Moses climbed a high mountain. From there, God showed him the beautiful land He had promised to give to the Israelites. Moses could see the rivers, the fields, and the hills, but he would not go in. Then Moses blessed the people. He reminded them to obey God's laws, love God with all their hearts, and never forget everything God had done for them. And finally, Moses died. God Himself took care of him, and the people wept for him for many days. God had already chosen someone to take Moses' place. Joshua, one of the spies who had trusted God many years before. God spoke to Joshua and gave him a very special message. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for I am with you wherever you go. Joshua would now lead the people into the Promised Land. He had watched Moses, he had followed God. And now it was his turn to help the people trust God in a new land, with new challenges. The people promised to follow Joshua, just as they had followed Moses. They were ready to move forward together, with courage, faith, and God's promises still guiding them. It's not easy to say goodbye. Moses had done so much for the people, and they were sad. But this part of the story reminds us that even our leaders are still learning to trust and obey God, just like us. And when one chapter ends, God is already preparing the next one. And sometimes, the next step in life can feel big or even scary. Like starting a new school, moving to a new place, or trying something you've never done before. But just like Joshua, you can remember that God goes with you. He promises to never leave you, and He will give you the strength you need. Let's think together. Have you ever had to say goodbye to someone or something special? What helps you trust God when you're stepping into something new? How can you be strong and courageous, just like Joshua? Remember, God doesn't just care about leaders, He cares about you. He sees your heart, your gifts, and your courage. And He has a plan for your life too. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, we'll hear what happens when Joshua and the Israelites finally reach the Promised Land and face a big, tall wall in the city of Jericho. Will they trust God to bring it down? Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God is with you every step of the way. Bye for now.